Chapter 17. We've barely stepped into the bright glow of the realms when everything goes dark. Cold fingers press against my eyes. I slide out of the embrace, whirling around quickly to see Pippa standing behind me. She still wears her garland, though it's begun to droop some. She's added nettle and a pink narcissus to brighten it a bit. She giggles to see me gasping so.
Oh, poor Gemma, did I frighten you?
No. Well, a little, perhaps. Felicity and Anne run to Pip with a shout and throw their arms around her.
What is the matter? Anne asks me.
I gave our poor Gemma a start. Don't be cross with me, Pippa says, taking my hand. She speaks in a whisper.
I've a surprise. Follow me.
Pip leads us through the trees.
Close your eyes, she calls.
At last she stops.
Open them.
We're at the river. On the water is a ship, the likes of which I've never seen before. I'm not entirely sure that it is a ship, for it more resembles a dragon's body, black and red, with great wings that stretch up on the sides. It is certainly of a monstrous size, curved at both ends, with one giant mast rising near the bow and a sail as thin as onion skin. Large ropes of seaweed hang over the sides, as do sparkling silver nets that float on the surface of the water. But the most extraordinary thing of all is the massive head attached to the front of the ship. It is green and scaly, with snakes as long as tree branches slithering about its fearsome, motionless face.
I found her, Pippa says excitedly. I found the Gorgon.
That thing is the Gorgon?
Quickly, let's ask her about the temple before she gets away, Pippa says, stepping closer to the intimidating ship. Ahoy there!
The Gorgon swivels her face in our direction. The snakes of her head hiss and twist as if they'd like to eat us for disturbing their peace. Surely they would if they were not attached to that thing. I am not at all prepared when the creature opens her large yellow eyes.
What do you wish?
She asks in a dark slither of a voice.
Are you the Gorgon? Pippa asks.
Yes.
Is it true that you are bound by the Order's magic to do no harm and speak only truth? She continues.
The Gorgon closes her eyes for the briefest moment.
Yes.
We are looking for the temple. Do you know it? Pip demands.
The eyes open again.
All know of it. None knows where it may be found. None but the Order, and they have not come for many years.
Is there anyone who may know where to find it? Pippa asks.
She's annoyed that the Gorgon is proving so unhelpful. The Gorgon looks to the river again.
The Forest of Lights, Philon's tribe. Some say they were once allies to the Order. They may know where to look for this temple.
Very well, then, Pippa says. We wish to go to the Forest of Lights.
Only one of the Order may bid me,
the Gorgon says.
She is one of the Order, Pippa says, pointing to me.
We shall see, the Gorgon hisses.
Go on, Gemma, Felicity presses. Try.
I step forward, clear my throat. The snakes fan out around the Gorgon's head like a writhing mane. They hiss at me, revealing their sharp, pointed fangs. Looking into that horrible face, it is hard to find my voice.
We wish to go to the Forest of Lights. Will you take us, Gorgon?
In answer, one of the boat's grand wings lowers slowly to shore, allowing us passage. Pippa and Felicity can barely contain their joy. They grin like happy fools as they step onto the plank.
Must we go on this? Anne asks, hanging back. Don't be scared, Anne, darling. I'll be with you, Pippa says, pulling her forward.
The wing creaks and sways as we make our way across it. Felicity reaches out and touches one of the nets hanging from the side of the barge.
These are light as cobwebs, she says, fingering the delicate fibres. What fish can you possibly catch with them?
They are not for catching,
the Gorgon says in her syrupy, thick voice.
They are for warning.
Below us, the water swirls, sending a shimmer of pinks and violets to the surface.
Look how pretty, Anne says, putting a hand to the water. Wait, do you hear that?
Hear what? I ask.
There it is. Oh, that is the most beautiful sound I have ever heard, Anne says, putting her face near the water. It's coming from the river. Something's there, just below the surface.